Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
A Wells Fargo survey finds optimism is at its highest level since 2000.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. A new survey indicates that Americans are feeling pretty good about their own finances, as well as the stock market and the economy. According to the first quarter Wells Fargo Gallup Investor and Retirement Optimism Index, Americans haven't been this optimistic since 2000. Joining us to talk about the latest index is Joe Reddy, the head of Wells Fargo's 401k pension division. Joe, this survey was conducted last month just after the Dow Industrials crossed the 20,000 mark for the first time. Investors haven't been this optimistic since the dot-com boom. Isn't that correct?
That's right, Charlie. It's very interesting. And there's been a big jump just even since last quarter of plus 30 points to the 16-year high, as you mentioned, the plus 26, and it's really driven around the personal and economic dimensions.
Now, this survey was composed of two elements, investor optimism about the economy and the stock market, and investors' outlook for their own income and investments. They both rose sharply, didn't they?
They did. In fact, if you think about the economic dimension, which is really a focus on how investors feel about unemployment, economic growth, the stock market, as well as inflation, that had a really big jump. It went from minus 7 territory just a year ago to plus 46. So that had the biggest jump. And then the personal dimension, as you also referenced, took a big jump as well.
Joe, how do investors feel about investing in the stock market at this point?
At this point, 6 out of 10, Charlie, said it's a good time to invest in the market. So their confidence level is really high. In fact, 8 out of 10 investors said that they're highly confident about maintaining their standard of living in retirement as a result of improved account balances.
Did this tie into the fact that, you know, we have a new president and probably one we didn't expect, or did the survey not go into that?
It didn't dive into that, but it was interesting. It did dive into two policy issues, you know, one on the prospects for tax reform and tax cuts, and the other one around higher interest rates.
Let's talk about tax cuts. The survey found that most investors are not expecting one.
In fact, that was a surprise to me when this came out, just given a lot of the dialogue around tax reform. In fact, the majority of investors were not anticipating a tax cut. 4 out of 10 actually thought taxes were going to go higher. 3 out of 10 said they would stay the same, and another 3 out of 10 said they would go down.
I find that interesting because the survey was conducted last month, and we know that President Donald Trump has resolved to overhaul taxes and send them down.
Exactly. And that's why it did surprise me. But we did ask investors, you know, if you were to get a tax cut and there was a couple of $1,000 that you were able to do something else with, what would you do? And I'm really encouraged. 7 out of 10 investors said they would improve their financial health or their overall financial wellness, with 47% saying they would actually increase their savings and investments, and another 24% saying they would pay down debt. So I think I'm encouraged by, you know, if there is a tax cut and an opportunity for people to do things, it's definitely looking like their behavior will improve their financial health.
I'm speaking with Joe Reddy of Wells Fargo, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
We'd like to say a quick thank you and share a message from one of our sponsors, Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to launch innovative transportation solutions, including its carpooling option, Uber Pool, and enable a world on the move. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Joe, what about interest rates? Retired investors must be feeling better about higher rates or the prospect of higher rates than working investors who might have mortgages to contend with.
That's right. In fact, it was interesting. You know, the broad investment population, we said, you know, what do you think about higher interest rates for the economy? And it was very much even. Roughly a third said it would be good for the economy. A third said no difference. And another third said they thought it would be bad for the economy. However, to your point, Charlie, retired investors obviously like higher interest rates in terms of their ability to generate higher income.
Yeah, because rates have been essentially zero for the longest
time. It's been hard to get a real return
on
that.
Yeah, whether it's CDs or savings accounts or anything of that sort. Turning to another topic, Joe, how confident are investors about their retirement security?
Well, you know, I mentioned 8 out of 10 were really confident about their ability to maintain their lifestyle that they want in retirement. So that's obviously up from 7 out of 10 just about a year ago. So that's really good. Interestingly enough, Charlie, 36% felt highly confident in their ability to hit the lifestyle that they want in retirement.
Planning for retirement is generally acknowledged to be essential, but relatively few people have written a financial plan. Isn't that right?
That's correct. In fact, only 4 out of 10 actually have a written plan. So therefore, the flip side, 6 out of 10 do not. And, you know, what we find is those with a written plan, 43% have a high degree of confidence in their ability to retire with their lifestyle. So it's really important.
Now, is this broken down by age? Obviously, younger people haven't thought about writing a retirement plan at this point. So I guess the older you are, the more you've thought about it and the more likely you've done something about it.
We have, although we really pushed on this age dimension to your point, because it's really an important thing that I think people overlook. And the survey really validated that. It was actually interesting. I think it was almost 6 out of 10 investors that were age 50 plus haven't given serious thought to the age they want to retire. And that's one of the things you can control, Charlie. If you start thinking about that early enough in your mid-40s about do I want to retire at 62, 65, or 67 and model that out as part of your plan, it can make a huge difference. And you can actually bend the curve at that age to really control your destiny when you want to retire instead of maybe being forced into an age.
Now, there are 7 different steps discussed that non-retired investors may have taken to help determine their best retirement age. What have they done with this?
Well, it was really interesting. You know, the number one item was they consulted with family and friends, and that's always good. But I always do wonder about the ability of the advice you get from family and friends, right? And the depth of it. Almost, not quite, but half have consulted with a financial advisor. And I think that's always important. And I think that, you know, the complexities of this retirement equation are really difficult, right? If I always say, if you thought the saving side was hard, which is save as much as you can, right? 10% and allocate a appropriately. When you start to get to the retirement age side around when should I take Social Security, how much should I withdraw, how should I invest, you know, there's a lot of complexity there. And so I think, you know, consulting on a more holistic plan, you know, to build that confidence and develop that written plan with an advisor is a really good step.
Joe Reddy, the head of Wells Fargo's 401k pension division, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Charlie, for having me.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Share our shows with your friends. Like us at facebook.com/WSJ podcasts.